Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're following breaking news, a crash in Knightdale that has closed a section of a very busy road. I'll show you the exit to avoid.
Plus, a scary moment at a Food Lion in Hope Mills after a shooting occurs. We'll tell you what witnesses told WRAL.
We're also following more breaking news right now at 6. A man is dead after a hit-and-run crash in Johnston County, and authorities are looking for the person who hit him.
We're going to kick off the Mother's Day weekend on a beautiful note this morning. A pretty sunrise here today, but we do have storms on the way for parts of the weekend. I'll walk you through it.
This feels incredible for the Canes, for the city of Raleigh. Let's go, Canes!
And Canes fans are fired up this morning. The team is on its way to the Eastern Conference Finals after a dramatic win last night. So halfway to the Stanley Cup here after that dramatic win. Great news to wake up to. Canes are red hot. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you with us. They certainly are here and getting the weekend started a little bit early with the party. That happened late last night.
Oh, they didn't sleep.
No, they're still going at it. It's awesome. We'll get to that in just a moment. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. We also have great weather on this Friday.
Oh, it's such a pretty day. It'll be much like yesterday where it's going to be warm in the afternoon. We'll see partly cloudy skies, a little bit of high thin cloud cover, but our humidity stays on the lower side, which is going to make it feel comfortable. We do have a wind now coming out of the southwest, and that southwesterly wind will gradually draw more moisture in so that it is going to feel a little muggier for us over the weekend. Right now it is 61 degrees around the Triangle, 56 in Fayetteville and Clinton. It's 59 in Roxboro, 58 in South Hill. I'm looking at upper 50s in Rocky Mount and Ingoldsboro as well. So it's pleasantly cool out there this morning. Our temperature has quickly jumped to 80s by the time we get to lunchtime, and we'll be in the upper 80s for highs this afternoon. But again, it'll feel like yesterday with fairly low humidity and a good bit of sunshine. Let's jump into Futurecast. Talk about Saturday. We'll likely wake up to some cloud cover and could be just an isolated shower in the morning. Best chance for rain will be during the evening. Between, say, 6 and 7, we start to see some of those showers and storms in the western part of the viewing area. And by 10 or 11, it's moving on out. Right now, I wouldn't expect there to be any severe storms, but if you do have any evening plans, just expect there to be some scattered storms. You can see how that chance ramps up as we get through the day. We'll see a high of 84 as we're going to end up seeing a good bit of cloud cover Saturday, but Sunday for Mother's Day is trending even drier. We'll walk through that coming up, Brian.
601, and we're following breaking news right now in Knightdale. This is the live camera at Knightdale Boulevard at I-87 looking toward the west, toward the Three Sisters Road intersection. You can see that crash. All westbound lanes are closed right now. Eastbound traffic appears to be open, and you can see they have a tow truck on the scene working to get this cleared. Highway Patrol tells us this came in as a call as a head-on collision. We are still working to get some details about injuries and exactly what's going on out there, but at least for the next little while, those westbound lanes are going to be closed. Best alternate route if you're trying to come in from Wendell toward Knightdale, especially trying to get into the central part of Knightdale, use 87 down to the Wendell Falls Parkway exit. Then from there, you can head up toward Wendell or toward Knightdale and use Marks Creek Road to rejoin 64 business on the other side of that crash.
We're following breaking news out of Cumberland County. A community is rattled after gunshots went off at a grocery store. Michael Grace is live in the WRAL breaking news tracker right now. This happened at the Food Lion in Hope Mills. What a scene there, Michael.
Yeah, and one witness that we spoke with last night says this may have started from some sort of argument, but you can just see the effects of this shooting from yesterday. Those two front windows on the left side of the storefront still yet to be replaced. They had workers out here earlier this morning taking measurements. And let's get you to the video of what the scene looked like last night at around 10 o'clock. You can see the entire front half of this Food Lion parking lot was blocked off with crime tape. And we have been in contact with police, but we're still waiting to hear if there were any injuries in this shooting, how exactly this started, and if anyone is in custody at this time. Live in Hope Mills, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
More breaking news. Authorities in Johnson County are looking for a driver who hit and killed a man riding a bike. This happened late last night on Braswell Road near Smithfield. We're told the man on the bike was not wearing any reflective clothing and was riding with the flow of traffic.
Authorities say the driver hit the bike from behind and did not stop. The bike rider died at the scene. Highway Patrol says the vehicle that hit him is a blue SUV that may have a broken headlight and other damage. If you have any information about this, call Highway Patrol. A 16-year-old who was the subject of an Amber Alert is okay. You likely heard the alert on your phone at around 9:15 last night. Authorities from Stanley County shared around 3 this morning that Stephanie Morton was found safe. They say the man accused of abducting her is in custody.
If you are a Canes fan, chances are you didn't get much sleep last night. An electric win at PNC Arena and late overtime. And now the club is headed to the Eastern Conference Finals. WRL's Nia Harden is live at the arena this morning. A little quieter than it was last night, Nia, but they're checking all the right boxes here.
That's right. The boxes are filling up. I'm going to step out of the way to show you what we're talking about here at the PNC Arena. You see these boxes filled with red, and that's because the Canes are now halfway there to the Stanley Cup. They need 16 wins to get there. Video from last night's game showing you how big of a deal this was going into overtime. Canes winning it 3-2 against the Devils. The win now sends them to the Eastern Conference Finals. They haven't been since 2019. Fans believe they can go all the way.
Man, that was awesome. Are you kidding me? We are hoping. We bought tickets for game 5. Now know that there's going to be a game 5. And here we are, winning it, baby, winning it.
Eastern Conference Finals.
You know it. You know it. Woo! Go Canes, baby.
Now, the team will take a day to rest before they get back to practice on Saturday. There's no official schedule just yet, but the Hurricanes will open the conference finals at home. That's either going to be against Toronto or Florida. And the Canes are telling us they believe they'll play either Wednesday or Thursday. This is your time now to get the WRAL News app so we can let you know when those tickets drop. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Time to get some rest, too, before the next series. Hurricanes head coach Rod Brindamore is also excited about his team's performance, saying the Canes are coming together at a high level at just the right time.
I'm just really proud of the group. That's it. I mean, I'm an old guy sitting behind the bench and just watching this and enjoying watching how hard everybody's working and together, right? It's just it's a great group.
And we'll get deeper into the Canes' big win coming up in the next half hour.
Breaking news, tens of thousands of migrants are expected to begin crossing into the U.S. from Mexico now that a policy allowing border agents to easily turn them away is no more. Title 42 officially expired just a few hours ago at midnight. Hours before that, a federal judge blocked a Biden administration plan to release migrants into the country without immigration court notices. The administration is setting up additional facilities along the border to process migrants, to bolster transportation, and they're leaning on a fast-track deportation process known as expedited removal. Leaders in border communities say they are already seeing a surge of people coming in, putting a strain on their resources. This morning on Today, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will speak in a live interview about the efforts being made at the border as this crisis grows. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL. It looks like the U.S. debt ceiling crisis will not be resolved this week. A meeting that was scheduled between President Joe Biden and congressional lawmakers is now off. It's unclear exactly why it was postponed. A White House spokesperson says the leaders will get together next week. The U.S. could default on its debts by June 1st, potentially causing economic collapse.
It's going to be a busy travel weekend on the road and in the air. This is a live look out at RDU International Airport. The reason it'll be so busy is because a lot of folks are traveling to the Triangle to celebrate special occasions. It's graduation weekend for colleges and Mother's Day as well. RDU expects more than 177,000 people to come through the airport from now until Monday. Today is expected to be the busiest day, followed by Sunday.
We now know the Carolina Panthers' schedule for the coming season. The full 17-game slate came out last night. The Panthers will have 2 primetime games this year. Here are those primetime games. The Panthers' home opener is also their first Monday night football game in 5 years. That'll be against the Saints on September 18th. They'll play at Chicago for a Thursday night game on November 9th. Catch the rest of the schedule at WRLSportsFan.com. And more about how the schedule was revealed is coming up in 15 minutes in What's Trending.
Right now, we are learning more about a crash that killed a North Carolina bride just hours after her wedding. What authorities are revealing about the person who is responsible?
And I'm Ken Smith. The biggest names in country music were at the center of the entertainment universe. When we come back, the memorable and surprising moments from the 58th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards.
And today's looking pretty with a high of 87. A little cooler on Saturday, and we'll wrap up Saturday with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'll walk you through Saturday and Sunday on FutureCast coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12, and we take a live look across our area. Pretty sunrise in progress. This is a look at downtown Wilson at 58 degrees. Durham's at 61. It's 56 right now in Fayetteville, so it's pleasantly cool this morning. Heading out the door, you may or may not need a jacket if you're going to be out for a bit. It may feel a bit cool, but temperatures will be climbing on up into the 60s in the next few hours, and it's a quick warm-up to 80s by lunchtime. Walking the dog this morning, though, feels pleasant. We're seeing a pretty sunrise out there. A few high, thin clouds. We'll see partly cloudy skies through the afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Walking the dog right after work, it's still warm with temperatures in the low 80s. Our humidity does remain low today, and today stays dry, but coming up, we'll walk through Saturday and Sunday and show you when we can expect some scattered storms. Brian?
6:13 with weather and traffic every 10 minutes. We're still following this breaking news in Knightdale, where we have the westbound side of Knightdale Boulevard or a 64 business closed just beyond the I-87 interchange heading out toward Three Sisters Road. We're going to get an earlier crash cleared, and they have most of it loaded up on a tow truck now. Hopefully they'll get this reopened pretty quickly. It looks like eastbound traffic is open at this point. Need to avoid using that 64 business exit if you're trying to get from I-87 back toward Knightdale this morning. Instead, use Wendell Falls Parkway to Marks Creek Road.
We're working to give more information this morning about a crash that left a person dead. Officials say it happened in Chapel Hill last night. The WRL Breaking News Tracker got this video from the scene. It was Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard right near Perkins Drive, just south of I-40. The road was shut down while authorities investigated. No word yet on the age of the person who was hit and killed or whether the driver will face any charges.
The driver, police say, was involved in the crash that killed Charlotte Bride hours after her wedding. Had a blood alcohol level more than three times the legal limit. A new toxicology report shows Jamie Komorowski's BAC was 0.26. That new photo shows the wreckage. Folly Beach police say Komorowski was also driving well over the speed limit when she crashed into a golf cart. The bride, Samantha Hutchinson, died. Her husband and two others were hurt.
A high school principal and or a school principal and assistant principal are under investigation this morning. WRL learned Royvell Goldbolt and Quantisha Spencer have been suspended with pay from Terry Sanford High School in Fayetteville. Cumberland County School System says this investigation is not criminal. School administrator sent a letter to parents notifying them of this matter.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Charlotte right now. This is a live shot of five people, including three paramedics, were injured in a North Charlotte crash overnight. Around 12:30, paramedics were called to the scene of a crash. The responding unit that was in this ambulance right here that you see was hit by another vehicle while it was parked and treating a patient from the initial crash. Three medic employees had to be taken to the hospital, including one with life-threatening injuries, one with serious injuries, and one with no injuries. They say all three are currently in stable condition. In addition, both the initial patient that they were treating at the scene and the person that hit the ambulance were also taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Officials have not said what caused the initial crash. The intersection remains closed as officials are on scene, as you can see, investigating the incident. They also have a crane here that is trying to flip the ambulance over so they can tow that away. This is breaking in Charlotte. I'll stay on top of this and bring you the latest from the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. It was a big night for country music at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Some of the biggest names took the stage and took home new trophies. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with the big winners and the memorable performances. Ken.
Yeah, Renee, the ACM had it all. A lot of country and a little bit rock and roll.
Show you where it's at. Come on, let's get back on Texas.
Megastar Keith Urban performing his hit single, Texas Time, rocking the house at Frisco, Texas, with a memorable guitar performance high above the stage. Country music icons Garth Brooks and Dolly Parton kicked off what was dubbed country music's party of the year. Brooks introduced her as the GOAT, and she obliged when she came on stage. Parton was also debuting her new single from her new rock album, Rockstar. Other winners included Old Dominion Group of the Year for the sixth straight time. Brothers Osborne took the duo title. Lainey Wilson won Best Album and Female Artist of the Year. And Morgan Wallen earned the nod for Best Male Artist. Take a listen to who won the coveted Entertainer of the Year award.
And the Entertainer of the Year is Chris Stapleton.
Yes, Stapleton was clearly shocked by that honor. You recall he wowed the crowd with his rendition of the national anthem during the Super Bowl. Of course, that happened back in February. One duet getting a lot of buzz on social media this morning, the one with Ed Sheeran and Luke Combs. We'll show you why coming up in What's Trending in about 10 minutes. Jeff?
We'll be there for it. Thanks, Ken. The FDA, meantime, taking a big step forward as it adjusts its blood donation policy for gay and bisexual men. The move comes after years of this group of men being banned from donating. The FDA recently updated the policy to require men to wait 3 months after sexual contact in order to donate. They updated it again to focus on anyone with risk of HIV, not just homosexual and bisexual men.
There are a lot of great events in the Triangle happening this weekend, including some big concerts.
Here's a look at WRL's Out and About Best Bets, starting off with a free movie screening tonight. You can enjoy a free screening for the Lego Movie tonight in Moore Square in downtown Raleigh. The event is part of the city's First Friday celebration. It was supposed to screen last month, but was postponed due to weather. The movie will start around dusk.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Stevie Nicks will be performing at PNC Arena tonight. Some tickets are still available. And over in Cary, rapper Pitbull will play two shows at Cocoa Booth Amphitheater this weekend. They are tonight and Saturday. Tickets for those are still available as well.
Town of Morrisville will host Spring Fest on Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. on Town Hall Drive. The street will be shut down for food trucks, entertainment, games and rides, and admission is free. So we're all hoping for a nice weekend for some of these events, getting outside.
Well, we're starting off beautifully with this gorgeous sunrise, this nice egg yolk right there in the sky. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Today is going to still feel fabulous.
Yeah, that's a wow behind you guys. That's amazing. Look at the sun just beginning to peek up over the buildings there in Goldsboro. That's a pretty view, too. We take a look at Apex. I just saw a couple of runners running down the street. It's really pleasant for running. Humidity is nice and low. Or walking, whatever you're doing outside today. Even when it warms up, it'll feel as nice as an 80-degree day can. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, that's a look at our Fayetteville newsroom. High pressure remains in control of our weather today. High pressure systems tend to block precipitation, bringing us dry conditions. But back to the west, we do have more showers and thunderstorms, and that rolls in here tomorrow. Let's take a look. We're going to jump straight to tomorrow because today is going to look just fine. We'll see partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Tomorrow, we're going to see the potential for an isolated shower in the morning. Notice how we see a little bit of that there around 9, especially at noon. Most of us won't likely see that. It's a fairly dry air mass in place, so we got to moisten up the levels of the atmosphere before we start to see some of that rain hitting the ground. But late in the day, so starting around 6 or 7, that's when we'll have a line of thunderstorms that moves through. At this point, we are not under a severe weather threat. It is not a WRL weather alert day, but we'll keep our eye on this. Some of these little cells could produce some blustery winds and some heavy rain, but not likely to reach severe criteria. criteria. By 10 o'clock, it's along and east of the I-95 corridor. And then after that, we're done with it, and it looks quiet for Mother's Day. Take a look at this. This is Sunday at 8 a.m. Now, Sunday may feature a good bit of cloud cover. We'll see highs in the low 80s. Should see some breaks in the clouds on and off. There's noon on Sunday, and then the rain stays to our west with just a tiny chance. We put a 20% chance in just to sort of cover the bases because we will have a good bit of cloud cover out there. Forecast rainfall for Saturday. We're looking at anywhere from a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. There are going to be some places that may not see as much as that in case you happen to miss a thunderstorm coming over you. All right, Saturday, lots of commencement ceremonies. Meredith College at 8:30, 67 degrees. Fayetteville State at 9 a.m., 71, and Shaw at 10 a.m., 75. Now, again, I showed you Futurecast. There is a very tiny chance of a shower during those morning commencements, but I believe those are all inside. Now, Duke and Carolina on Sunday are outside at 9 a.m. Temperatures should be pleasant, right around 70 degrees, and it does look dry for Sunday. You know, that's a double win for moms. It's Mother's Day and your kid graduated. Yes. Congrats, moms. After that, Monday looks like a wet day. We could see rain and thunderstorms for a good chunk of the day, but it's nice and dry Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Brian.
621 right now. Still following breaking news in Knightdale. This overnight crash still blocking the westbound lanes of the 64 Business or Knightdale Boulevard area there, right around the I-87 interchange. This is between 87 and Three Sisters Road. They are getting everything cleared here, but we still have all of that traffic backing up on the westbound side as people encounter that closure. The eastbound side is open, but if you're trying to get from 87 back toward Knightdale this morning, don't use the 64 Business Interchange. Head down to the Wendell Falls Parkway exit, and then from there make a left, and then head out to Marks Creek Road. Make a right, and that'll take you back up to 64 Business. We are seeing those backups building as you head away from Wendell back toward Knightdale on 64 Business westbound, so avoid that if you can. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're looking good on our major routes. No trouble on I-40 this morning through Wake, Durham, or Orange County.
Brian, thanks. Governor Cooper is wrapping up his push to gain support of his veto of a new abortion bill. The event he's planning to hold tomorrow morning as part of the last-ditch effort.
And we now know the full schedule for the upcoming NFL season. The Panthers and other teams got pretty creative as they shared the news with their fans. We'll talk about it in What's Trending next.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
It is 6:25. We now know the schedule for the upcoming NFL season, and teams had a lot of fun on social media sharing it with you, the fans.
Boy, did they. Brian Schrader's here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, the Panthers social media team announced the upcoming schedule in a video that parody as a verb is difficult. Parodied a daytime talk show. All the teams had some fun with this. The LA Chargers made an epic anime music video to announce their opponents, and the Cleveland Browns mascot Brownie the Elf took out his team's challengers in a wrestling rink.
This has turned into a thing. It's a contest between the marketing and video teams of each NFL team, see what they can come up with. The Tennessee Titans are being touted as the winners in this one. They went around Nashville asking people just by showing them the logo of the opponent who they were playing, and the answers they got were pretty funny. Check it out.
Kudos to the creativity of social media staff. They're rocking it.
Yes, indeed. Ed Sheeran, special guest at the Academy of Country Music Awards, and North Carolina's very own Luke Combs joined him for a duet. They teamed up on Sheeran's song, Life Goes On. Sheeran wrote the ballad in honor of his friend Jamal Edwards, who died last year.
Fans loved it so much, they're hoping that maybe the two can team up again, re-record it, and then release it as a single. And Ed Sheeran said, you know, he's just been a big fan of Luke Combs ever since he heard his music in 2018. Reached out to the country star, hey, can we do a collab? And boom, there you go.
First timer there. They look great. Thanks, Brian.
Happening this morning, a lot of excited fans as we are learning that we are going to the Eastern Conference Finals with the Canes. Coming up, we're going to tell you about what's next for them.
And looking ahead to Mother's Day, maybe an isolated shower, but it's looking mostly dry for Sunday for Mom's Day and for graduation, a lovely high of 82 degrees. But Saturday does look wetter. I'll take a look at the timeline coming up.